At 6:06, it is partly clear and 54 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 66. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A deal that ends live racing at Tulsa's Fair Meadows is being revisited this week. Members of the Tulsa Fair Board will take up an amendment to the naming rights agreement with the Creek Nation at a meeting on Thursday. Now, Board Chair Fred Perry says it is his intention to take public comment on the entire agreement, and that includes the controversial provision ending live racing.
On the entire agreement, not just the amended portion of the agreement, but the entire agreement.
Members of the horse racing community have been highly critical of the agreement, and representatives will be in attendance at the meeting on Thursday. New and returning Tulsa City Council members take the oath of office. Our Catherine Roberts was on the scene at the Gilcrease Museum yesterday for the ceremony.
Do you solemnly swear?
Jack Henderson of District 1 and Blake Ewing of District 4 returned to the council while Ariana Moore joins representing District 7. The three counselors took the oath of office yesterday. At a special council meeting immediately following the ceremony, Councilor David Patrick was elected chair to replace G.T. Bynum, and Karen Gilbert will serve as vice chair of the Tulsa City Council. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
St. Francis Hospital reaches the topping out point in its massive renovation project. The project carries a $206 million price tag, and it includes a new emergency trauma center for the 61st and Yale campus. A Tulsa County program to recycle unused prescription drugs reaches a milestone. The Director of Social Services, Linda Johnston, says this year, for the first time in history of the recycling program, $2 million worth of drugs have been recycled.
This is a program that medicine is collected, unused medicine is collected from nursing homes and assisted living facilities and transported to the county pharmacy, and we fill prescriptions free of charge for residents of Tulsa County with that medication.
In total, more than $11 million worth of unused prescriptions have been recycled through the program since its inception. Broken Arrow dedicates its new fire station. It is next to the Creek Turnpike near 145th East Avenue. It is in an area where BA is expected to boom with new shopping and dining options. 18 firefighters, an ambulance, and eventually a brush unit will be stationed there. The $3 million facility was paid for with a 2004 bond issue. Consumer confidence takes a plunge in the latest nine-state region economic report from Creighton University. Oklahoma is among the states in that survey. Survey coordinator Dr. Ernie Goss blames the so-called fiscal cliff.
And we can trace that to what's going on or not going on in Washington. That would be what's called the fiscal cliff, that record tax increase that we may or may not see.
He says that has people holding on to their money with a wait-and-see attitude as January the 1st approaches. An Oklahoma Supreme Court referee is scheduled to hear legal arguments over whether a charter school bill that was amended in the final days of the 2012 legislature to include $30 million in appropriations for textbooks is unconstitutional. Attorney Jerry Fint sued Governor Fallon and other state officials in October, claiming that Senate Bill 1816 contains two subject matters in violation of the state constitution. Oral presentations in the case are set for later today. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny with a high of 66 this afternoon, clear, cool tonight, 33 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, plentiful sunshine and 64. National Weather Service radar shows the showers have moved through overnight, now over in northwest Arkansas. At 610, it is partly clear and 54. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.